I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buffalo, good morning, Western New York. This is Bill from Eden. We're live at the Western New York Event Center in Hamburg for the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show. Hammer Time Radio begins right here, right now.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Well, good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again, everybody, our live studio audience here at the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show. The show opened at 10 a.m., and we are here broadcasting Hammer Time Radio till 11, and thank you to our studio audience. We're going to get some of them up here, and they're going to do some singing and dancing and some acrobatics. And Pat, where are you from? Pat from Grand Island. You drove all the way from Grand Island to Hamburg. Wow. Did you pack a bag?
No.
Really? You know, and that's a pretty far place to come from. And thank you for coming. And Pat from Grand Island will be one of our guests coming up. And we'll get somebody else up here, too, to talk about their life. And we want to know your whole life story. When you were born, and how did the delivery go with your mother, and all of that. We want to know all the details here this Saturday morning on Hammer Time Radio. So here we are, the advent of the new home renovation season and spring around the corner, knock on wood. What a winter we didn't have, huh? It seemed to be never really kicked into gear all winter long. Never really had any sizable snowstorms, and I probably shouldn't be saying that out loud. We may be surprised at what's yet to come. March is always an iffy month when it comes to snowfall. We could get some heavy, wet snow in March. After we leave here tomorrow, we pack everything up, and we have a week off, and then we are back with downtown, and we'll be downtown for 2 weekends. So mark your calendars if you are a home show groupie. After Hamburg, we move downtown, 2 weekends downtown, and guess what? We come back here to the event center again for Plantasia. So the month of February and March spent in home show season. And I have to mention and take my hat off to not only Phil, Nick, and Michelle, my three wonderful children, but my staff as well, because you have got to see what they have done. This is the second year that we've had this elaborate of a display. It's the same display. We've reassembled it. It is quite a feat, and I appreciate all their effort, because what you'll see, folks, when you come by the Cortez booth is a finished kitchen, a finished bathroom, a sunroom, a deck, an outdoor kitchen, a retractable awning. Yeah, it's all packed into that 20-foot square here at the event center, and the same display moves downtown for the Buffalo Home Show. Look for the big Cortez banner hanging from high above. That's where we are, and we're broadcasting from the corner of the event center, so if you come in, bear to the left and come to the very far rear corner. Yeah, they didn't want anybody to know we were here, I guess, huh? They tucked us away. But they were able to set up a nice row of chairs. So if you'd like to be part of this, come on in and be on our show here till 11 o'clock here at the Event Center. We're right next door to the concession stand, if that gives you any kind of orientation, the rear corner of the Event Center. Always a pleasure to work with Mark Kinsella, the show manager, and his wonderful wife, Renee, who organized this show. They make it very user-friendly and a lot of fun for us here at the Event Center. So, anyway, that's all I have to say about the show. Now it's all about you and anything around your house this Saturday morning here on WBEN. And you know the number. It's 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free call at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at star 930. And we don't have the text board here. Nate, we can't get to that, can we, from the studio? Nate's thinking. He makes things happen, so you never know. We might get the text board up yet. We will see if he can pull that rabbit out of his hat. Anyway, good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel not too far from where we are to Union and Michael Road and say good morning to Samantha Gollenbeck, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank, right there on Union and Michael. Good morning, Sam.
Hi, Dominic. How are you this morning?
Good, good, good. You busy at the branch today?
We are busy at the branch today. It's a beautiful, sunny Saturday morning here in Orchard Park.
That's right, and basically the same weather here in Hamburg. Glad to have you on the air, Sam, because we have to make sure we mention that when we move downtown to the Buffalo Home Show, Lakeshore Savings Bank is coming with us.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be very exciting. I attend the Buffalo Home Show every year, and it's always a good turnout, and I'm looking forward to working with you and Cortez Construction during the home show. It's going to be great.
We are actually going to be pre-qualifying you as a homeowner, so you can find out how much you can do with your home renovation based on what your equity is. And Sam, you got another surprise up your sleeve with future value. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Lakeshore offers a future value mortgage loan where the customers can borrow up to 80% of the equity of the as-completed value of the home rather than the as-is value. So it's a really unique product that we offer where the homeowner can utilize the equity in the future value of the house based on the renovations to the property.
And that is really a remarkable product, only available at Lakeshore Savings Bank. So if you're tight on equity, you can still get that renovation done by going to Lakeshore Savings Bank. Any of the branches will fill you in on future value. In the meantime, if you've got tons of equity, then take advantage of the 3.5 fixed for a year, totally free home equity line of credit. There is no better place to go and no better bank for that degree of loan ability with such a low cost. It's a wonderful program, Sam.
Yes, it is, and it's something that is very unique to Lakeshore as well, that 3.5%, our customers love it. You can't beat it. It's fixed for 12 months. So, and then that's another product that we offer. So any renovations or updates that you have for your home, you can use the home equity line of credit or the future value mortgage that we offer.
Okay. Sam Gollenbeck, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch at Union and Michael Road. Her phone number is?
It is 674-2066.
Repeat that for us, Sam.
Yep, 674-2066.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
If you still want Tony Orlando, live in concert. March 23rd and 24th, on stage at Niagara Falls View Casino.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Millions of records sold and millions of fans. The legendary Tony Orlando is coming live.
Oh, say, has anybody seen my sweet gypsy rose?
One of America's most endearing and enduring stars, Tony Orlando. Visit FallsviewCasinoResort.com for tickets. Tony Disney Orlando, live March 23rd and 24th at Niagara Falls View Casino. It's fresh and
do you remember the first time you visited Plantasia? This year you will, as Plantasia Reflections celebrates 20 years, March 19th through the 22nd at the Fairgrounds Event Center in Hamburg. See fully landscaped theme gardens, shop the garden marketplace, and get warm weather inspiration for your outdoor living. Enjoy educational seminars, and kids will love the Botanical Gardens Children's Garden. Kids 12 and under are free. Plantasia, presented by Lakeside Sod, home of the Big Yellow Bag and Plant WNY. Go to PlantasiaNY.com for more. Plantasia, the official sponsor of spring.
Can I get you guys something to drink?
Water?
Water.
Water with lemon.
Water for now.
Your customers sure drink a lot of water, and you use a lot to cook and clean with. Have you had it tested lately to see what's in it? American Clear Water can do a free water analysis in less than 15 minutes, and you can ensure your customers are drinking clean water in about a day. For clean, safe water for your business or your home, the choice is Clear. American Clear Water. Call 864-7425.
This is Dominic Cortese. Since 1951, Cortese Construction Services has provided quality home renovations to Western New York. This legacy, started by my father and my uncle, continues today with our third generation, my three kids, Philip, Nicholas, and Michelle.
That's right, Dad. The three of us are proud to continue the tradition started by Grandpa and Uncle Nick, those of confidence, creativity, and craftsmanship.
Those three C's are what we're known for and what we include in every job.
Think of Cortese Construction first for your major renovations. Kitchens and baths, sunrooms, retractable awnings, backyard living, and our handyman service.
Stop into our one-stop shop, Cortese Home Showroom on George Urban, to see our beautiful Bella Cucina kitchen cabinets, custom made to order for indoor and outdoor kitchens.
As well as everything you need for your kitchen, bath, or sunroom.
Or stop in and see us under our giant sign at the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Fairgrounds in Hamburg, and see firsthand how our confidence, creativity, and craftsmanship can work for you.
Well, everybody really values their garage, and if your garage is packed solid and you can't park your car in it, maybe it's time to organize your garage. And a good way to do that is to have my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear help you. Not only that, can they coat your floor with a beautiful state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability like they did at my house. And a 15-year warranty comes with that finish, by the way. It's a beautiful look, so easy to clean, especially after the winter grime. Simply hose it down, a little scrub, and it looks like a new car showroom. Yeah, they can do that for you. They can also organize your garage with organizing cabinetry and hanging equipment for all of your garage tools. Yes, they can do all that for you, eliminate that garage clutter. And lastly, of course, they can help you with your garage door, whether it needs to be repaired or replaced. Think of Gorilla Garage Gear for everything to do with your garage. Say goodbye to that dusty, dirty, pitted garage floor. Get organized and replace your garage door by calling Gorilla Garage Gear. Their phone number, 715-6927. And when you call them today, tell them you heard Dominic on the radio. They'll give you a $200 discount on your Gorilla floor and discounts on your garage organizing equipment and your garage door replacement or repair, too. That's right. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. 715-6927 is the number. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. Oh, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. And we are back here, broadcasting live from the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show, and my wonderful studio audience, all staring at me, and I'm staring back at them, and we are going to talk to Mike in Wheatfield first, and then we're going to go to Pat in our studio audience after Mike. Good morning, Mike. You are on WBEN.
Good morning. What is the chance that, you know, a popcorn-type ceiling has asbestos in it?
There is a chance, and you should... How old is the house, Mike?
I think it was built in 87, so I would say, you know, about 33.
I guess I would want to be safe rather than sorry, but I'll walk you through a couple things about the protocols for dealing with asbestos. And you may want to get it tested. You may want to look up for a testing lab that will help you take some in and see if there's asbestos. Now, if we do have asbestos, We can still get it removed. You just have to make sure you protect yourself from respirating any of the asbestos fibers. And you can do that with a HEPA-filtered face mask. Wear a Tyvek suit so you're not putting that asbestos into the laundry. And that'll keep you safe and protect you and your family. But it's better to be safe and sorry and to know what you're dealing with. The other thing you might want to do is a test scrape in the closet or anywhere that's hidden, hopefully, with a little water bottle, squirt that popcorn and use a scraper. If it comes off real easy, then you're going to have an easier time at it than if it was sprayed on with Durabond. Durabond is a fast-setting drywall compound, and it dries like rock, and it really will be almost impossible to scrape off if it was sprayed on with Durabond. If it was sprayed on with Durabond, then you're going to have to consider either veneering the ceiling or removing it, which is a lot bigger deal. And be prepared as well, if it does come off easy, as our hope is, that it's going to be a messy job nonetheless. So you want to make sure you hang plastic over the entire floor. And you're going to be working in a little bit of a wet environment with spraying water. So be careful with, you know, not slipping on the plastic. And clean up your scraping in small sections so you're not dealing with a big mess.
Well, you know, there's conflicting. So on the computer it says in 77, in the U.S. anyways, they banned it, but they allowed the contractors and supply houses to keep it in their stock until they get out of it.
So, they're still building materials built with asbestos in them. It happens to be a very good binding agent. There's kind of a big falsehood, you know, about asbestos. When it comes to building materials, there really isn't any direct risk to the end consumer, with the exception of what we're talking about here, and that is freeing fibers into the air. Asbestos siding, you remember that? Very popular siding. Really no real risk from dealing with it, handling it, removing it, installing it, but it's still grouped together. Same thing with floor tile, still grouped together with asbestos fibers that you would typically see in a home around heating pipes. Now, there lies the real hazard with dealing with asbestos in a home, because that's very friable. That could become airborne very easily, and therein lies the high risk associated with possibly breathing in the fibers. That's what you want to protect yourself from is breathing in the fibers. And again, if you wear a face mask and you follow the protocols to protect your clothing from being covered in it, that'll help keep you safe.
Well, when your people do that type of work, do they take precautions? Or?
We can't touch asbestos. Another little fluke in the law, you have to be certified. I'm using air quotes. Certified.
Yeah, how do you know if it's asbestos in it? That's the thing.
Well, you know, there's a lot of gaps in the law. There's no requirement that we find out if something has asbestos in it, unless it's obvious, like the pipe wrap. Asbestos siding, obvious. Floor tile, not so obvious. If it's older, it probably does have asbestos in it. But this is another gap in the law. There's no real process for requiring determining whether there's asbestos in building materials. So the smart thing to do is to gravitate towards being safe, as I said, rather than sorry. And while there might be some expense associated with finding out, again, you'll know, and then you can work accordingly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Michael, good question. Michael's line is now free for you here on WBEN, and you know the number. It's 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at star 930. Jerry tells me he's getting the text board set up, so we'll see if that works for him and for us, and we will let you know if you can text us. In the meantime, let's say good morning to Pat from Grand Island. Pat, hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for driving down from Grand Island. Which part of the island do you live on?
Central, right near the high school.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of people that think living on the island has some big negatives. Like, do you ever worry about being trapped?
Never.
Never.
I don't like the bridge when it's busy, but
yeah.
No.
Have you ever had that issue where you couldn't get off?
Oh, yeah.
And you felt like you had island fever and you had to go?
somewhere. No, then I went the other way and went through Niagara Falls. Oh,
there you go. You can go all the way around. Yeah. That's a point that a lot of people don't know about Grand Island. If you're going to Niagara Falls, you don't have to cross Grand Island. You could take Niagara Falls Boulevard all the way up.
Right.
That's a little longer, but yeah. So tell us about your house.
I have a split-level house. I am a house nut. I go to every home show.
Do you?
I even go to all the open houses during Sundays just to get ideas. I love houses.
Do you watch all of the shows on television?
I watch a lot of HGTV.
Do you watch Hammer Time TV on Channel 2?
Yeah, I will now.
How many people have seen the show, our Hammer Time TV show? Thank you, thank you, thank you for watching. Hammer Time TV is on tomorrow morning at 10:30 on Channel 2. It's also on Saturday mornings at 5:30 in the morning if you're up that early. I have a Hammer Time weekend here between Hammer Time TV on Saturday mornings and, of course, Hammer Time Radio on Saturday, and then also Hammer Time TV again on Sunday. So, anyway, what can I help you with at around your house?
Okay, you know what I've looked at when I go to the home shows? I want the barn door for the closets, but I have two separate closets near each other. There's a space in between, and I wanted the barn door to cover both and then meet in the middle
touch
if I want to open it.
Yeah.
I have not got anybody at the home show for a couple years now that even touches that subject.
We definitely could help you with that.
Okay,
it's not that complicated.
Good.
All you need to do is have the rails sized so that they, well, it could be one rail or two rails.
One rail I want.
One rail, and then the doors, they may have to be, you know, hand-built.
Right.
So that they're oversized so that they touch in the middle.
Right. So when I would open up one, it would be the other side.
It's a good idea.
Oh, it's in, yeah.
Barn doors are cool. They are very trendy. They're very popular right now. And anything that's really popular right now, I worry if it's going to become, you know, the avocado refrigerator of the future.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to keep that in mind, if you want to be trendy, then it is trendy. It's very popular right now. I don't know how long they'll be around. The other thing about barn doors is having one in the house, it might be kind of a conversation piece, but it usually kind of defines the style of the house, too. So is your house kind of farmhouse?
No, I'm more eclectic. I kind of
you like
just
a mix.
Pick what I like, and that's what. But I just want. What's the expense of it? If you talk, is it like a range? What are we talking here?
Probably the most expensive part of it all is going to be building the doors.
Right.
The hardware, you know, that's a few hundred bucks.
Okay.
I would say that you should expect probably to spend a couple thousand dollars on the doors, because of the fact that they may have to be custom built. Now, the only thing that might be, the only but to that might be that the sizing may be something that is available, and that would reduce the price.
Right. Okay.
So we can look into that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
So how do you feel about losing Fantasy Island?
Oh, we're sick over it.
Really?
Everybody on Grand Island. That is the place. We were kids growing there, and my children.
Absolutely.
And absolutely.
I grew up going there, too.
Oh, yeah. They're making T-shirts I just saw this morning to say, I remember Fantasy Island or something. Oh, no. It's a big loss.
Well, I think the mistake was on this Apex. I think maybe them buying it was really the beginning of the end then, because they never really, from what I understood, had any intention of really revitalizing it.
And it's a lot of land, so whatever's coming in there has got a lot of land.
Pat from Grand Island, thank you for that. And someone else is going to step forth, hopefully, from our studio audience. It is the bottom of the hour. It's time for the top of the news. We'll be back with more from the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Event Center in Hamburg right after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are your top stories for Saturday, February 22nd. A code blue is in effect for Buffalo and Southern Erie County tonight. The following shelters will be open from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. tomorrow. Harbor House at 241 Genesee Street, Holy Cross at 412 Niagara Street, and the Rural Outreach Center at 765 Olean Road in East Aurora. The Nevada caucuses open today. Senator Bernie Sanders has won the two previous contests by popular vote in Iowa and New Hampshire, and he's favored to win again in the Silver State. But the expected low voter turnout could have a big impact on the winner. The South Carolina primary is next Saturday, with the biggest night to date, Super Tuesday, taking place just 3 days later. Just days after the sudden closure of Fantasy Island, the State Attorney General's office is calling on the park's owner to give refunds to those who already bought passes or other goods in anticipation of the upcoming 2020 season. Attorney General Tish James' office says it has received more than 150 complaints about the closure of the amusement park and the resulting financial loss to consumers who bought season tickets. The jury deliberating in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial says it's deadlocked on the most serious charges. Weinstein's lawyers said they would accept a partial verdict, but prosecutors said no and the judge refused to allow it. Weinstein is facing charges stemming from allegations that he raped two women and sexually assaulted a third. The Sabres are back at it in Pittsburgh this afternoon for a 1 o'clock faceoff against the Penguins. The team is trying to keep alive what little playoff hopes it has, as they currently sit 10 points back of Toronto for a playoff spot. And now a look at the First Alert forecast today. Breezy with a lot of sunshine, a high of 38. Tonight, clear conditions with a low of 33 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll see plenty of sun and temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. And then on Monday, cloudy and mild with a high of 43. It's currently 32 degrees and partly cloudy in Buffalo.
Keeping you and your family healthy during this awful flu season requires extra effort. Smart families are taking steps to reduce particles in their home, which are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs and viruses. That's right, particles in the air are a primary transport vehicle for the spread of germs. Did you know that a recent EPA report says that over 3,000 virus particles can be released into the air from a single cough or sneeze? Now, these tiny particles can remain airborne indefinitely, waiting to be inhaled and infecting the lower respiratory system. It is certainly something you should be cognizant of. We're hearing all so much about coronavirus, and indoor professionals has all the equipment you need to ensure that your family breathes clean indoor air. From the patented column duct cleaning system, which will blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, suck it all out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel, to the whole house purifiers and dehumidifiers, they're there at Indoor Air Professionals. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah. Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I guess the flu season just lingers on. I mean, the coronavirus is one thing, but, you know, so many more people. What I heard is it's a 4% death rate, which is higher than the normal flu, you know, which is, you know, less than a percent. But the numbers of regular flu is escalating. And, of course, you nailed it, is the transport vehicles for those viruses are in your air. And we can control that by our all-inclusive duct cleaning package, as well as the medical-grade air purifier and a, you know, the high-capacity dehumidifiers to keep your humidity right, and you have less mold, for sure.
683-3000, that's the number you're going to call this Saturday morning here on WBEN for the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount. What's it going to be this week?
Okay, and don't forget, we're also at the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show in booth 509. Lori and Zach will be there to greet you today. So whether you're calling in from the radio or you're visiting the booth, the special is unprecedented for 28 years. It's the 15% off for new customers when they get the all-inclusive duct cleaning performed all the way up to the end of March, and that includes, of course, the patented Calm duct cleaning system, full Canberra treatment, dryer vent cleaning, which means improved drying efficiency and reduces the chance of a fire. And it's just, you know, it's an amazing deal that we're offering right now. So you want, and you know, also great deals on the medical grade air purifiers and high capacity dehumidifiers.
This is an unprecedented sale. We've never had such a discount, 15% off. And you can take advantage of that right now, as Peter said, by either calling 683-3000 or stopping here to their booth at the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, where are the most fabulous plants of all?
Search the globe far and wide, but to fill your garden, just visit Plantasia to decide. From flowers and bulbs, yeah, I can't think of anything that rhymes with bulbs. Listen, if you love flowers, plants, gardening, and you like the royal treatment, go to Plantasia Preview Night, March 18th at the fairgrounds. Plantasia is celebrating its 20th show with Reflections. Let Plantasia Preview Night make an impression on you with a gift bag, delicious food stations by Lucarelli's Banquet Center and Catering Company, and a private viewing of Plantasia.
Mirror, mirror, bright and wise. Ugh, you're right. This rhyming stuff is hard. Where do I get tickets?
Oh, that's easy. Get your tickets for Plantasia Preview Night at mystar1025.com.
Thanks.
Sure. Anything else?
Nope.
Plantasia Preview Night is presented by Russell's Tree and Shrub Farm, simplifying your gardening experience, and by Lakeside Sod, home of the Big Yellow Bag.
Are you thinking about selling an old diamond? Whatever you do, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Quite simply, TAG Jewelers is the area's most trusted diamond dealer. Whether loose or set in jewelry, their experts have the knowledge and expertise to ensure you get the best value for your piece.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, TAG also buys gold, watches, and coins. But if you have any diamonds to sell, don't risk having them undervalued. You'll get more for your diamond when you go to Western New York's diamond expert.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're thinking of selling, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most trusted buyer of diamonds, gold, and collectibles. TAG Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. House call appointments are also available. Remember, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG. Stop in, mention this ad, and get a coupon good for a free watch battery. Visit tagjewelers.com.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team, win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Willetshire Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
And we are back with Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN, coming to you live from the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show with a living studio audience. Yeah, they are live and breathing, and we're going to be speaking to a couple more of them. I need to tell you that the Dare to Repair sessions are returning. We've got another cafe, Dare to Repair Cafe, coming up on this Thursday, the 27th at 5 p.m. It'll be at the Dudley Branch Public Library on South Park Avenue in Buffalo. I may be broken, but don't ditch me. Dare to repair me. That's the theme. Monthly events, individuals can bring broken items such as lamps, small electronics, vacuums, toys to the repair cafe and have volunteer fixers try to repair them for free. Reducing the waste, of course, is certainly the key component by connecting those who need things fixed with those that know how to do it. This will save you money and help save the planet in the process. What a great idea, and hats off to my friend Darren Cotton, the originator of the Tool Library, and now the Dare to Repair Cafe, the next one coming up on the 27th, this Thursday, at 5 p.m. at the Dudley Branch Public Library, 2010 South Park Avenue in Buffalo. Again, you can bring in anything that you'd like to try to get fixed, typically things like lamps, small electronics, vacuums, toys, something that's sitting around and broken. Well, why not try to get it fixed before you throw it away or possibly try to get it recycled? So that's the Dare to Repair Cafe coming up this week. And a series of them will be highlighting all the dates for you as they come up. So back to our studio audience we go. And Mike from Buffalo is next. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dominic.
Thank you for stopping in. And tell us where you live in Buffalo.
I live in Buffalo, Riverside section.
Okay. So Riverside, are you closer to the river or are you closer to...
Front window is the river. The side window is Riverside High School.
Wow. So you got quite a view.
I sure do.
Yeah. That's a great section of the 190 that runs along the river. Too bad it's a highway right on the road, though.
I could take that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
you still got
that.
The view. No, nobody to look. Nobody. No houses to look over. You're just looking over the roadway right to the river.
Right to the river.
Yeah. So what kind of house do you have? How old is it?
Oh, geez. It's close to 100 years old.
I bet.
It was built by the family.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it's been in your family for 100 years?
Almost 100 years,
Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. It never changed hands?
Well, kind of. Half and half. It still stayed with the family.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I had this happen recently where someone had a house that was in the family from its inception. They couldn't find the survey, and they were going frantic because they needed it for a building permit. We were going to do some work, and they had to have the house resurveyed because they couldn't find it. Who knows what happened to it after all the years, because you never really needed it until you go to apply for a building permit, you know?
Yeah.
So what is on your mind this Saturday morning here, Mike?
I watch your show every week, Dominic.
Uh-huh.
And two or three months ago, you talked about, because I'm always looking for room, you know, to live or whatever the case may be, even though I do have the house. You had a raccoon living in your attic.
I did.
Okay.
He never paid any rent either.
No. That's what I'm always interested in. But the most important thing was two or three weeks ago, you talked about a squirrel.
Yes.
Causing over $10,000 worth of damage.
That's right.
I can't believe that.
That's true. That was a squirrel that got in through a chimney, and there was no screen on the chimney. So there you go. That's probably the first thing everybody should do when you get home, is make sure that you have a screen at the top of your chimney, and very easy for a squirrel to climb onto a roof, right? We see that all the time. And he probably felt the warmth coming up from the chimney and meandered into the flue and then promptly fell. Of course, the flue was open too. The damper was open. So he fell. He would have died right there, and they would have been surprised when they went to light the fire, when they opened the damper, to have a dead squirrel fall onto the fire. But be that as it may, the damper was open. He fell right into the fire grate, got soot all over his paws, and then proceeded to destroy the interior of the house. And the best part of the story, or the worst part of the story, is that no homeowner's insurance will cover that. So you're on your own for rodent damage, squirrel damage on the interior house. And if you heard the list of what he damaged, it was amazingly long. It included all the woodwork, because he was gnawing at all the doors trying to find a way out. He even broke through some glass over the kitchen sink, tried to leap and crack the glass above the kitchen sink, destroyed the carpeting, the bedding, the couches, got soot all over everything. So it was quite an extensive list of damage that the squirrel caused. So, yeah, thanks for listening and picking that up.
And he also turned on the water. I don't know how he did it.
Because the article said that when he leapt to go and try to get out the window, he hit the faucet, turned the faucet on.
Thank you, Dominic.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for that remembering that story. So we're going to get another studio audience member up here. Come on up. And in the meantime, we're going to go to Buffalo now and chat with Mark. Good morning, Mark. You're next on Hammer Time Radio.
Good afternoon, Dominic.
Hey,
thank you for taking the phone call.
Absolutely. How are you today, Mark?
I'm doing well. I know you already answered a question this morning regarding asbestos, but I do have another question. I purchased a building in Buffalo that right now I have a sample being sent out to see if it's asbestos roofing. Now, I was told, and you know what that means when you're told, that if it comes back with asbestos, I can remove it myself.
That's right.
With no remediation fees or any of that stuff, whereas if I paid a contractor to do it, it's a completely different game.
Another fluke in the system. How does that make any sense at all is beyond me. But, yes, you could have it for dinner if you wanted to, and nobody could stop you. A homeowner can remove asbestos from his home without any controls or requirements for safety. Obviously, you wouldn't want to purposely infect yourself. But it is true. You can do the asbestos removal on your own, whether it's siding, floor tiles, pipe wrap, roofing, whatever it is, you can do it yourself. A contractor cannot touch it unless he's EPA certified in asbestos abatement.
What about the disposal then?
It goes in the garbage. That's another fluke to the system. The asbestos removed, properly bagged, goes right in the landfill. No requirement on where it goes. So if we have an addition that we're building to a house and the house has asbestos, we can't remove the siding, but the homeowner can, and it can go in the same dumpster that we're putting all the other debris in. That's a real flaw. You know, I can go on and on about all the flaws in the EPA standards, but this is a big one.
Okay. Well, I mean, unfortunately, on my behalf, if it's asbestos, I guess it's good that I can remove it myself without paying X amount of dollars a square foot to have it removed.
Right. Absolutely. So tell us about this roof. Is it flat?
It's a flat roof. The building was built in the 70s.
it's probably on its, it's got two layers up there. So to do a new roof, obviously at this point, it does have to be removed. But, you know, it's the asbestos question is going on right now.
Yeah. So the same thing I would tell you as I told the earlier caller regarding his question about sprayed ceilings is be safe, you know, protect yourself. And the things you want to watch out for when you're removing the roofing is what might become airborne. Again, this is the real hazard of asbestos is breathing in the fibers, okay? So wear a face mask and wear a Tyvek suit that you could, a suit that you could throw away.
All right, perfect.
And then I'll be be aware of your boots, you know, that you're going to might track that into the house too. So you may want to think about that.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Okay, good luck with that, Mark, and I appreciate your call. Mark hangs up, and that opens up a line for you here on WBEN, and you know the number. It's 803-0930 outside the 716. It's a toll-free call at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at star 930, and Jerry's got the text board now at 30930. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Western New York winter weather can be pretty strange. One day it feels like spring, and the next day it's colder than the Arctic. And this winter has been like that, right? Hey, it's Dominic Ortiz, and temperature swings outside can't be avoided, but inside they should remain consistent. If they're not, you may need a new roof. And don't wait for spring. You can get your roof problems fixed now by calling the people that fix them right, by calling Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value winter, spring, summer, and fall because, indeed, Ava's focused on doing great work, not watching the weather stick. That's why Ava always has an expert foreman on every job. Getting the job done is important, but getting it done right is a top priority. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Call them today and schedule a free estimate. 990-4793, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Portions of programming brought to you by the Buffalo Dental Group. Before you get extensive dental work, get a second opinion from the Buffalo Dental Group. Look good, feel great.
Homeowners, is your heat not working quite right? Are there strange noises coming from your furnace or your boiler? Now, you think something may be wrong, but you just don't want to deal with any furnace or boiler issues right now, correct? Each day you delay could cost you more in repairs. So Scott Murray, the president of Reimer Home Services, called me and insisted that I run this offer. Here it is. You can get your furnace or boiler checked out right now for only $19. It's Reimer's $19 checkup. Now, the service normally is $99, and they'll send someone out today to check your heating system for only $19. If your furnace needs repair while Reimer's technicians are there, Reimer stocks most parts in their trucks so you don't get charged for a service call. This is only available to the first 50 callers. Reimer cares about your safety and saving you money in the new year. Get your furnace or boiler checkup for only $19 today. Call Reimer, 694-8524, 694-8524.
We are right smack dab in the middle of winter now, and when it's cold out, your batteries can get weak and fail. Your car batteries, your truck batteries, even construction and tool batteries, they all need to be ready and available at all times. So if you ever need any type of battery whatsoever, make a call to Interstate Battery. Local Interstate Batteries owner Todd Winder has a store in Hamburg and one in Kenmore. And whether you need a new battery or your existing one checked out and tested, Todd and his Interstate team would love to help you out. From car and truck batteries to snowmobiles, ATVs, laptops, flashlight, security systems, cell phone batteries, and the best battery chargers around. When it comes to batteries, Interstate will either have it, find it, or build it. And bring your car or truck down to get a free battery check from Interstate to make sure it's strong enough for winter. Don't get caught out in the cold. If you need a battery, call Interstate Batteries in Hamburg or their Military Road location in Kenmore, just a few blocks from Sheridan. Call 873-4462. That's 873-4462.
If it's a window or door,
our people no more.
Hi, this is Bill Horbitt, president of Big L Windows and Doors. Since 1976, Big L has been helping Buffalo build beautiful homes. But we're much more than your average window and door dealer, because we proudly offer Infinity Windows and Doors from Marvin. And every window and door we install comes with a Big L Total Trust Guarantee, so you know you'll be completely satisfied for years to come. Infinity products are made with revolutionary Ultrex fiberglass, right here in the USA. Ultrex is 8 times stronger than vinyl, so you know it will stand up to the harshest winters and warmest summers Western New York has to offer. Whether you're replacing, remodeling, or building, Big L offers a vast selection of style options, attractive financing, and expert installation. To learn more about Big L and Ultrex, come see us at the Western New York Home and Garden Expo at the fairgrounds in Hamburg, or check us out online at biglwindows.com.
And we are back for our closing segment here, coming to you live from the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Event Center. The show goes till 8 p.m. tonight, so come on by. Plenty of time. It's only $8 at the door. Parking is free. And congratulations to Bill Kinder. He won 2 tickets to the Wine Festival that's coming up on April the 4th. And it's the Buffalo Wine Festival on April the 4th, Bill. You won two tickets, so thanks for being part of our studio audience. Thanks for being a regular listener, too, Bill, and somewhat of a historian of Hammer Time Radio. He brought in a souvenir from the old days, and that is a box of Soilex. And if anybody is a longtime listener to the show, you know that Soilex is a great all-purpose cleaning soap that is low sudsing, and is great for cleaning anything in the outside of your house. You can't find it anymore. You can't buy it anymore. I still have a couple boxes left, and it's yours is rock solid like mine. That's what happens to it. It turns to a rock, but you can still use it. But it's probably you're holding on to it for posterity, right? So thanks for bringing it in as a prop for the show and a souvenir as well. And it's been replaced now with Mex, M-E-X, made by UGL. And close substitute, still not as favored in my opinion as Soilex was, but Soilex no longer manufactured. When I called the company to ask them why they no longer making the product, they said that because the only city in the country where it sold was Buffalo, New York. And I said, well, guess what? That's where I'm calling you from, and I will take credit for that because I advocated your product every Saturday morning on the air, and that wasn't enough, I guess, to keep the product alive. So Soilex no longer manufactured, but a fond memory of how great a product it was. Anyway, we're going to go back to our studio audience now and say hello to Brittany from Gasport. Brittany, good morning, and thanks for being part of our studio audience.
Thank you.
So you drove all the way from Gasport. You beat Pat. Yep. You came further. Yep. My guess is you live in an old farmhouse in Gasport.
Yeah, it's an old ranch. Yeah.
Okay. How old?
Built in the 60s.
Okay, I was thinking older, but anyway, what's going on around your house?
Just a quick question that I've always wondered about. If the power goes out, we have a sump pump, mm-hmm. no generator.
Okay.
How do you keep that sump pump going, other than buckets and water?
The most sensible, the most, no, that's not it, not the answer. The most sensible approach would be to have a water siphon backup sump pump installed. That doesn't require any electricity whatsoever. It works as a siphon.
Okay.
Very reliable. So in my case, I don't even have my sump connected to my generator, my standby generator, because I have the siphon pump. So if the primary pump fails or if the power goes out, the siphon kicks in. It's set at a higher level, so the water would have to reach that higher level, switches on the siphon pump, and the siphon activates and works to suck the water out of the sump crock. Now, it's not as powerful as a primary pump, mm-hmm. as far as the gallons per hour that it will pump, but it will keep you in business as far as keeping the water flow down and
okay.
prevent the basement from flooding. So I don't necessarily think it's required that we connect the sump to a generator when you have a water siphon pump. I rate the water siphon pump higher than any kind of battery support backup pump, because then you got to worry about the batteries mm-hmm. being charged and being ready should we have a power outage. This is a very reliable and dependable way to go with your sump pump.
That's It's good to know.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great question.
Thank you.
Thanks for – oh, look at who's just coming in is my grandson Francesco and his mother and father. And this is my – say hello to my grandson Francesco, everybody. Hi, Papa. Thank you for coming to say hello to Papa. We're just about ready to close the show. And I want to thank everybody for being part of the studio audience. Congratulations to Bill Kinder for winning the tickets and for bringing in the box of Soilex. And we're here till 8 o'clock today and tomorrow 11 to 4. And we'll be downtown in 2 weeks and 2 weekends in a row. So be sure to come by and see us again there. Again, enjoy the show, everybody. Have a great week. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.